This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Yeah, it was just full on lean into the stereotype. Like, Aaron Rodgers has made some of the most insane passes I've ever seen. Like in my 40 whatever
man,
years watching,
he's one of the
NFL.
Best to ever do it. He's a jerk, but he's one of the best to ever do it.
Like I said, we've talked about
he's a one of one.
Yeah, you can make the argument he's the most talented quarterback ever.
If he won 3 or 4 Super Bowls, he'd be the GOAT.
Yeah, I say if he got one more, if he were like, it's not gonna happen now, but like in his career,
if he
would have got two, like if he has two,
We were like Casey said. We were outside last week. We were outside when they were saying, "Yeah, Rodgers is the most talented of all time."
At his
not winning
for, and Mahomes was crazy that first year they won a Super Bowl. But at his peak, I ain't never seen nobody like Aaron Rodgers. That doesn't mean he's the best, but I ain't never seen nobody like that.
I mean this in a very literal sense. Speaking of the quarterback only, he's a lot better than Brett Favre, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like a lot better.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Like if we're using level. Kyle Madsen's tier system, I don't think those two quarterbacks are in the same tier.
Favre was Uncle Rico. I could throw a football over the mountains, and sometimes he could.
Yeah, I dislike him significantly more than Aaron Rodgers.
I wasn't there for his 90s run. Either,
You could probably say he's a great quarterback.
He was.
But Aaron Rodgers is like.
Favre was like one of the 15 greatest ever.
Like Aaron Rodgers won the MVP twice, like 5 years ago, years ago.
Aaron Rodgers, it's like how we talk about like Larry Bird, right? Like Larry Bird, Dr. J. That's where Favre is. Aaron Rodgers is Jordan LeBron, bro.
Yeah.
Like it's there's two other quarterbacks in the discussion as far as like most talented, best quarterback. Like it's
if Brady and Manning are the Jordan LeBron, then Rodgers is Kobe.
Yeah.
He's like Mike that.
Will. That's fair, yeah. while you're back, dude, this is all kind of reminding me. Your boy almost got compared to Eli Manning last week and we had to save that.
Wait, who? Wait, what?
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Wait, who?
Wait, I
took the fall.
Okay, no, wait.
I took the fall. Don't worry. I took the fall.
No,
He did. It's fine. Yeah. We found the NBA. I don't know how we got into this whole thing of NBA equivalent football players.
Yeah, we're comparing. You know, we're just comparing. It's December 30th, whatever. Yeah. We got nothing to do.
I think
Hold on.
Eli Manning came
Hold on
up.
A second. You.
Well, we like
when you say my boy.
No, yeah, I'm,
you
yeah,
better not be talking about 18 in a Kings uniform.
Yeah, man.
Well, you want to put him in a Thunder one instead?
Well, look, we even had to dismiss it because, like,
well, hey, Casey brought him up. I brought the name up. Oh, well, we low key both.
Yeah, we had to dismiss the Westbrook. Maybe not for the reason that you think. I mean, for both sides. Number one, Eli wasn't as good as Russell Westbrook, but Russell never won either.
Mm-hmm.
So he's dismissed from the conversation.
Yeah, like Eli was playing behind Brady, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, his brother, you know, guys like that, Rivers, Avenger, that sort of thing. But we landed Eli Manning was Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
So who's Russell Westbrook then?
I don't know.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Drew Brees, I guess. Mm-hmm. No, Drew Brees is better. Drew Brees is better.
Drew's got the ring.
Yeah. Drew got one. This might Drew be my boy one. Lamar. Those are both my boys, too.
Man, tough ending for Philip Rivers. Lamar and,
he's Philip Rivers, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Philip Rivers, Hall of Famer. Really good.
Philip Rivers did a hell of a job. That's actually a really cool story.
That was one that of my favorite. Cool. That was probably my favorite story this year.
That was that's cool. Like the shots of his very large family at all of the different games, seeing how invested he was in that team, how bad he felt for those guys to not, you know, be able to make it after the start of the season that they had. I thought that was really cool.
I love the via satellite shots of his high school kids.
Oh, yeah.
The guys he coached getting hyped up. I thought that was really cool.
I'm not going to lie. When he was out there calling out defenses, audibles, stuff like that, I was like, hey, this is how they used to play quarterback back in my day. this is a real quarterback.
The best part to the Philip Rivers 2026-2025 thing is he legitimately it looks like a movie, like the 45-year-old guy who you just, come on, man, can you help? Can you help me out? And he's like, all right, I'll do it.
He's in 8-yard outs in the game against Seattle. I was like, oh, he still got it. I was fooled by it. I'm not going
to
lie.
Now, mind you, Philip Rivers used to throw the ball 65 yards down the field. Oh, that was great. That was one of my favorite stories of the year. There's a lot to talk about with the Colts, with the Bucks, and even to a certain degree with the Ravens. You know, they had an interesting season come to an end last night in the most brutal fashion. Like when I forgot his name, when the Steelers kicker missed
Chris Boswell
missed the extra point.
There was
very much a oh my God, like something's gonna happen here, but what? And
at sports, you know, like other teams gonna get their shot.
Like it was. Again, I'm normally chill, but like I wanted Lamar to make it. I didn't want Aaron Rodgers to make it. And it's one of those where you're just like, oh my God, he missed. He missed. And you're just like watching this, like you're completely distraught, like you're so invested in the outcome of this game. And I felt so bad for Lamar. I did kind of feel like, man, that old guy did it. Like
He went in there,
playing on a significantly better team than he's played on, you know, in the last, you know, couple of years. Like, I guess good for him. I guess good for, you know, Mike Tomlin said after the game, this is what we envisioned. And I was really critical of Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers for waiting out the Aaron Rodgers thing as long as they did. I'm sure that they knew he was signing. I'm positive they knew he was signing. Mm-hmm. But still, it's like, come on, man. You're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, you're Mike Tomlin. What are you doing? Yeah. But this is why they did it. Like, they have, again, it's the NFL. It's not the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the 2025-2026 NFL season. They have as good of a shot as anybody. Like,
they do.
If the Patriots lost, I wouldn't be shocked. If the Broncos lost, I wouldn't be shocked. There are very few outside of the Carolina Panthers.
That's the only time that I don't think has a shot.
There's very few Super Bowl matchups that I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. The Carolina Panthers is the
that's
only
the
one.
That's the one. Like that's an under 500 team.
Ain't no way. I saw Bryce Young. Bless his heart. Ain't no way. Yeah. That's the only one. Funny story. I went to the Kings game last night, and it got out of hand. Well, we'll talk about it. But it got out of hand, obviously, in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter. And I was with Reese, and I said, man, let me pull up the YouTube TV, see what's going on with the game, the football game. Pulled it up. Rodgers scores a touchdown to give him the lead. They missed the extra point. The game ends. The Kings game ends. And I was like, now let's just sit right here. I got to see how this ends, like football game ends. And there was like there was a moment where maybe too many people were on the Wi-Fi or something like that. It buffered for 10 seconds. And it comes back, and I'm watching the game, and they line up for the field goal. And about 500 people in the arena, oh, no! Oh! I said, what? oh, I forgot it buffered. He missed. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me he missed. And sure enough, he plays. And I said, oh, my gosh. He missed the field goal to go to. It was crazy. It was one of those moments, though, that reminded me, the NFL, that's why they king. We had a king team. We had an NBA game. And it was out as the place is clearing out. But it's probably 500 people. Oh, my. All watching the same, watching football at the Kings. That's what they do.
It doesn't help, though, that the Kings are having one of the worst seasons in decades.
Oh, no, games. Oh, I was watching that game with 2 minutes to go.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching a football game with two minutes to go.
You could have watched it with 48 minutes to go.
Like, watched them when they came back.
Like, shout out to that Golden One Center crowd, because Zach LaVine had a dunk. I think maybe that cut it to 5. Drew Eubanks hit a shot.
Yeah,
it cut it to 3, or it might have been 6-3 or something like that. And that arena just erupted. That was the end. That was it.
Yeah.
But like, it was like, wow, they're alive. Yeah. Like that crowd is a lot. They gave them nothing after that. I think it was a 12-point deficit in like 90 seconds. But shout out to that crowd that continues to show up for that sorry ass basketball team and cheer the way that they do. We'll come back. We'll talk Kings. I do want to get back to the 49ers as well. The Raiders. The Raiders, they got the number one pick in the draft. And they fired Pete Carroll. Overall, I think it's a good day for Raider Nation. Sorry, Pete Carroll. We'll get into all of this. Is dealing with Casey. Continue on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Did a review of Avengers Endgame you want to give away?
I said, did I watch this? I know I went to the movies and watched this. I don't remember any of this.
The movie came out eight years ago, right?
Yeah, were you watching a different one?
No, because Endgame was the last one that came out. The one, which was the one where he snaps his fingers and everybody's gone? That's Infinity
War. Yeah, all right, that one's 2018. Endgame came out 2019.
Yeah, I saw Endgame because I didn't see the one where he snapped his fingers. I know I didn't see that.
Yeah.
And I sat there, I watched 30. I said, I don't remember any of this. Did I watch this movie?
Aren't they hella long?
Yeah, Endgame is like 3 hours. Infinity War is like 2 hours and like some 40 minutes, I think, or something like that.
You know what I did not watch was the Chappelle special.
I didn't watch that either.
The most recent one?
Yeah.
The that one was, that I was getting dropped. A haircut the other day, and that was on in the barbershop. It's whatever, I guess. Okay. It's more the same.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I like,
heard it. I've heard great things about it. Yeah. I just hadn't watched it yet.
Like, the evolution of Chappelle, the comedian, is really interesting. He's you know, decades past punchlines. Like, he's not telling jokes anymore. Mm. He's
telling stories,
saying
now.
Stuff that makes you think, and along the way, it's going to make you laugh. Mm. But it's going to make you think more than anything else. I didn't get to it. I was trying to watch Bel Air. Like, I had downloaded the whole season of Bel Air, and I was going to watch it on the plane. But two things happened. I got a headache, so I took stuff to put me out. And Katie forgot her headphones, so of course I gave her mine. So I was just coming in and out of consciousness for the 5-hour flight. And so I wound up not watching any until after I got. I was like, all right, I want to make a dent in Bel Air because I don't have. I'm not going to watch any show with, you know, Wild Card Weekend happening and like the playoffs being where they are. And it was like, I got to see the Chappelle thing, and just never got to it. I just haven't seen it yet.
I don't know what happened. I was planning to watch it after that Jake Paul fight, and it wasn't up on my Netflix. I was going to watch it right after that because that's when they announced, hey, we got a new show.
Have we seen each other since the Jake Paul fight? All three of us together?
No, that was the 19th. So no.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, no, that was great. Hilarious. That was a good job by everyone involved.
Oh,
I loved
shout
it.
Out to Anthony Joshua. What a terrible story that is.
Goodness. Wow.
Just an awful story.
Wow. That was terrible.
In a car accident, and he lost two of his closest friends. Just an awful, awful story, but. Have to acknowledge that, but to go back to that fight. Oh, that was hilarious.
Man,
Jake Paul learned what it was like to be hit by a boxer.
That's exactly what it was. Oh, this is what this is like.
This is different.
Yeah.
This is not what I expected.
And then he got one in on Anthony Joshua and it had no effect. Like he got a right hand. It was like, oh.
Clean.
Yeah, last two rounds, Anthony Joshua was taking it serious. Like, oh my gosh, Jake, get out of there.
Jake kept falling. That's
like,
he is
like him or not. And I think most people don't. Like, he is a legitimate heel. Like, Jake Paul is the definition of you. I think similar to Floyd in a way, like you're banking on people wanting to watch you get your ass kicked. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many more of those fights he has in him.
I think this was it. For me, at least.
So I feel like he has one more. Like, he can make money. He can get interest in one more fight. But if he gets his ass kicked again, that whole bubble is gone.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know what you're watching for at this point.
It is.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you can get a Terrence Crawford back. I'd watch Terrence Crawford beat him up if you wanted to. But other than that, I don't think another boxer's going to step in. And I'm cool off watching him fight, like, the... Nate Diaz and stuff like that.
The one is the one that I don't think is going to happen because they don't want to fight him. And that's McGregor. That's the one. Jake been trying to get him to fight for a few years. And that one would do numbers because you've got two people that people want to see get their ass beat.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that one as a possibility, but yeah, I'd watch that one.
Jake been trying to do that for years and Conor won't do it because Conor's like 5'4". It'd be almost as ridiculous.
Who would win that fight?
Jake.
I think so, too.
And really, because Jake is just, if it's a boxing match,
yeah.
He would win. Obviously, in the cage, I think Conor might get him there. But he's just like, Jake is like, what, 5'11", 6 foot, 215 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Going up against a 5'5", 130-pound McGregor?
Mm-hmm.
He should win.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trained enough as a boxer. He's not like a real boxer, but he's trained enough where he should win that fight.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the one. But there's a whole – it might not be the same amount of eyes. It may not be the exact same amount of money. But, like, if Jake Paul fought Speed, like, they would do crazy numbers. They would do crazy numbers.
Speed, the dude who was racing the cheetah?
Yeah. That dude is
– Or maybe it wasn't – was it a cheetah?
No, it was a cheetah.
It was a cheetah,
yeah. Yeah, Speed is –
And then the cheetah swiped at him.
Yo,
bro, that was crazy.
Yo, Speed is legit. Like, I'll be wanting to, like, clown these little YouTube – that dude is spectacular.
Hmm.
He's a crazy athlete. But if Speed fought Jake Paul, they do crazy numbers.
Mm.
And like I said, I don't know
maybe that's
how
your
the
best
viewership
bet.
Goes with the
fight
money.
Other influencers versus, I mean, if you can convince, I guess as long as you convince advertisers, people will watch. Mm-hmm. It only matters when they don't watch.
Right.
Like you can sell the next fight whether people want to watch it or not. Mm-hmm. If they don't, it's the next fight you can't sell.
Right. And Z Jones in the chat said, I'm not really familiar, but this KSI, like if him and KSI, I just always hear that.
I don't know much about,
but they've had a long-standing feud, big-time streamers. Like if they finally fought, man, they do crazy numbers. But that's the lane he's in now. He's not going to fight another Anthony Joshua type. He ain't going to do that. Like that's a losing proposition. In every way, except for maybe his wallet. But, like, he'd get beat up. He'd get knocked out. He ain't fighting those guys again.
And this brother's got 44.9 million combined subscribers and over 15 billion views.
Goodness, Jake?
Nah.
Oh, KSI?
Yeah.
And I don't know what he does. I don't know nothing about KSI.
He's a British influencer, professional boxer, and musician, according to the very reliable Wikipedia.
Yeah, I don't know
which is more reliable than ChatGPT. Never forget.
I just know he's super famous as an influencer. I ain't seen not one of his videos.
Yeah, I don't know what this brother is at all. He looks a lot like he could beat Jake Paul's ass.
Yeah,
he absolutely.
They,
looks
they,
like he could
they've
beat
been
Jake
feuding
ass.
Since but, Jake started all this.
Okay,
like, so this was like 7-8 years ago, and everybody's like, "No, they need to fight." And I don't know why they haven't, but
okay.
That's to your point though. That's the lane he's in now. He's not going to fight one of those real boxers.
One more while you were sleeping moment, because we'll just never get a chance to talk about it. I was able to catch the first maybe 10 minutes of Monday's show last week, but that 49ers-Bears game was epic. Just absolutely epic. And I said this earlier. I was watching from a rooftop bar in our hotel in Times Square, and it was kind of our nightcap the first few nights as we go up there. They have this what is it called when you have like multiple, like they do it with beer all of the time. You get like four samples of beers.
A flight.
They had an old fashioned flight.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Fire. Oh my God, it was fire. And coincidentally, that old fashioned flight led to the greatest hot wings I've ever had in my life. But we got up there. I was like, I'm really sorry, honey. We have to turn this game on. I think we were down to like the final 4 minutes or something like that. I was like, I have to see what's happening here. Emma, the 22-year-old, her and her boyfriend Sam, they were at the game.
Oh.
So they're sending us pictures. They're bundled up, freezing, you know, at that Levi Stadium watching this game. I was like, I have to see how this ends, and locked into the final, you know, 3.5-4 minutes of that.
Oh, man.
That epic Sunday night game against Chicago.
That was incredible. For the 49ers. That was legit.
Like for me, Bears, 49ers, 49ers, Rams, the games of the season.
Mm. I don't disagree. I don't. I mean, obviously,
Bills and Ravens Week One had an incredible ending.
Yeah,
but. You know, I maybe that's a bit
still
unfair.
That still got a mention when we're doing
no
the
as
awards.
It should.
Casey and Ham awards. Shut up.
Yeah, Casey and Hammies.
Oh. Not the derogatory first word that James Ham called it. Besmirching the name. Sick.
Hammer Casey.
Casey said Casey and the Hammers or something like that. Wait, no, I think you can't say that, pal. Not on this show, James.
But yeah, now that was crazy. When I was telling the guy, man, when Brock made that play. That touchdown play in the I lost it.
Oh, my God.
I lost it in the crib. I said, oh, my God.
That's one of the best games he's ever played, right?
Yeah.
He's playing the best football of his career, I feel like, for the last month, up until yesterday, I guess, or Saturday.
And does he deserve criticism for what happened on Saturday night?
He didn't have time. There was the pocket was collapsing left
Trent
and right.
Williams did not play in that game. We could argue what does that mean, but again, for me, the connective tissue, if you have him there, like you're better off than not having him there.
Absolutely. The pass rush was crazy. You know, the pocket collapse on a routine basis. And then they show some of those, you know, behind the quarterback views when they're doing the replay montage. There's nobody open.
Yeah,
there's nobody there. So I don't. It wasn't. A lot of people feel like he had to get the ball out sooner, you know, and like, hey, you're holding the ball too long. You gotta get the ball out. I never really know where to go with that, you know, as far as you don't know what the play call is. You don't know who the primary receiver is. You don't know where the hot route is, all this other stuff. We don't know that. Like, it's easy for us to say that, but if they're like, hey, your first look is going to be a Kittle right here on this curl, and he's like, all right, that's my first look, and Kittle is bottled up. There's no separation. It's going to be a pick if you throw to him. All right, well, damn. Okay, now I'm trying to get to read two and three, and now the pocket's collapsing. Now I don't got no shot. One of the things that Seattle did a really good job of is there were a few times when Brock tried to sneak through the collapsing pocket, and they didn't let it happen. I mean, they got hands on him. They didn't let him get through those creases and extend plays and get some big plays. I give a lot more credit to Seattle's defense than blame to Brock.
I think Seattle just showed their level above. Like, that's like a team that can win the Super Bowl.
They got to win a game to win the Super Bowl, though.
Oh yeah, Casey threw it on the board that they're not winning a playoff game.
It's on the whiteboard.
What makes you think they won't win a playoff game?
Sam Darnold.
Hmm. It's one of the.
I've never seen him do it. I've never seen him win a big game.
It would have been the same conversation if Lamar had made the playoffs. It would have been louder if Lamar made the playoffs. But this, so much of this particular field is made up of players who are unproven in the postseason, disappointing in the postseason. I like Lamar if he had made it, Sam Darnold. And, you know, unproven being the Calebs, Bo Nix, Drake Mays, like this playoff field, you know, even do you have to, Bryce Young is in this conversation. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many, like, at the most critical position in this game, there's so many question marks around the entire league in both conferences. And it's what is going to make the next 4 weeks, 3 weeks so unpredictable to me. Like, again, outside of the Carolina Panthers, I don't think anything would surprise me.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Would you be shocked if the Pittsburgh Steelers win the AFC Championship?
I would be a little shocked by that. Not as much as Carolina, but I would be a little shocked by Pittsburgh. That's the other team that I look at and I'm like, man, just I don't know what the path
there's
is.
But no,
they beat Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they play Houston. They beat Houston, Denver, and Jacksonville to get to this. I'm kind of surprised, like, that they won all three of those games.
Pittsburgh, Carolina, and Green Bay would surprise me.
Pittsburgh, Carolina, and Green Bay. Really?
Yeah, I
get it. Yeah, F Green Bay.
Like, well, I wouldn't go that far.
I've been so agitated.
Yeah, F Green Bay, whatever.
I've been so agitated with them since that Cowboys. The Cowboys game. And then they kind of brought me back in for like the briefest of a heart. And then they lost again in one of those. Was it Cleveland? Did they lose to Cleveland?
No, they lost to Carolina.
They might have lost to Cleveland.
Well, they did lose to Cleveland.
Point, no, yeah, the Cleveland's point, the game I'm thinking about.
Well, no, because they lost to the Cowboys They tied the Cowboys after the Browns game.
Oh, okay.
The Browns game was like,
well,
week
what game?
Three.
Maybe the Panthers game is the game. Yeah,
they were at home. They scored like 9 points.
That's right. That is the game I'm
Jordan
thinking about.
Jordan Love saw somebody in the end
zone. Hey, he's down there. Jordan, there's three defensive backs. What are you doing?
There's no green in sight outside of the grass. No Packers whatsoever. Now, the ironic thing is, since that throw, he had been money.
He had been cooked.
And then he got hurt. He got lit up. I don't think we were here for that after that Bears game either. But he got – that was a vicious hit that he took in that Bears game.
We missed the great Jokic scare of 2025.
Oh, man, yeah.
The whole world was holding his collective breath regarding – like, I was starting to plan, like, the 65-game take. I kind of am already – Like, I'm like, man, this is this. What are we going to do? Jokic is gone. I was already planning my Jamal Murray hate. Like, I had preemptively planned for Jamal Murray to fail as being the guy for the Denver Broncos. I mean, what is it, 4 weeks?
Yeah, four to six weeks.
Whatever it is, he's going to be back for before Domantas Sabonis. So.
Easily. That reminds me, this is spur of the moment. I had a question asked to me yesterday.
Okay.
It's NBA. Do you want to go to NBA right now?
Yeah, why not? That we've kind of lost all structure of this show.
Yeah,
we'll be structured tomorrow. Yeah, it's fine.
Yesterday, Reese, because we took Reese to the game watching Giannis, and we were just in awe. Giannis was just
incredible.
It's like, bro, this is not fair. Bro.
As bad as the Kings are, Giannis is a experience live. You have to have it. as a basketball fan, you have to have it.
Literally looks like a Nerf hoop.
Yeah.
A couple of times. It was crazy.
He has the strangest like arms. Like it's incredible. Yeah. Seeing Giannis in person is incredible.
So he was just like marveling. He's like, man, it's unfair. Like, this is crazy.
Facts. That's right, young man. It is not fair.
So he said, Dad, do you think Giannis is still the best player in basketball? And I said, I'll be a little stubborn and say yes. Like, mm-hmm. I know Jokic is Jokic. But I still think Giannis gets overlooked for how ridiculous he is, and he can do more on both sides of the court. So I was like, I'm probably a one-man wolf pack, but I say Giannis. He goes, who's the top five players in basketball? Mm. I said, Giannis, Jokic, SGA. And then I didn't finish. Who are the top five players in the game right now?
Luka, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if you like that sort of thing,
yeah,
if you like a one-dimensional guy who is actually an embarrassment on defense, like Reggie Miller called his ass out the other night.
Yeah,
like he's an embarrassment on the defensive end. If you're cool with that, cool. It's just people get a little selective of when they care about defense and when they don't. But cool. I'd say four.
I agree with that. People get very selective as to when defense matters.
Yeah.
Apparently, the world learned Luka couldn't play defense when Dallas got to the finals.
Right. And then he was like, I didn't give him an answer because I couldn't think. He was like, is Ant there? I was like, I don't know. So who are the top five players in the NBA?
Throw him in the chat. Wemby in there now?
Is Wemby a top five NBA player right now?
As great as Wemby is, and he is maybe the ultimate difference maker, it's not like he's putting up Jokic numbers.
His numbers would
be like 19 and 11.
I do think one of the easy top fives isn't playing right now.
Yes, correct. Jason Tatum.
I think Tatum is a top five player.
You're right. Ooh. Did Jalen get in that conversation?
Well,
you guys talk about that. I've been trying to tell.
No, you
close.
Talk about because I don't know if I'm back.
Nah, 36-6, the 3 seed in the East after they were 41 win team from Vegas or whatever.
Is Jalen a top 5 player in the NBA though? Top 5 player.
What do you want? Like you said, like,
if you put Luka in there, I'm not saying today Jalen's better than
Jalen treated Luka like food in the finals. We're being real.
You're right.
Like literally, give me Luka, I'll shut him down. Treat him like food in the finals. Like I know, like. Like, I'm not going to say Jalen's top five or whatever, but he's 36-6.
Wait a sec, though. Is Jalen Brown better than Anthony Edwards?
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. I'm not putting Jalen over Ant.
Oh, I am.
I am. I'll take Jalen over Ant, man.
I think Jalen is, right now.
Today.
I think Jalen's better than Anthony Edwards.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with it.
In circumstances play.
But I'm not going to argue with it.
I wanted to see what Jalen could do with his own team, and he's doing it right now.
No, he's killing. He's killing. He is absolutely killing. But, yeah, I was like
But here's the thing, though. I don't think the list is Jokic, SGA, Giannis, Tatum, and Brown. It's probably one or the other when they're together because just the nature of
– Tatum is better than Brown. If you put
I agree. I think right now Jaylen Brown is a top five player in the NBA. I think when we're talking about – which I think was the spirit of Reese's question, who are the top five players – Tatum is in that conversation. Like, it's Tatum.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum is a top five NBA player.
I think he is.
I don't know who the fourth, I guess in this case it would be the fifth one. Maybe it is Luka Doncic.
Like, I think people would say Luka.
I think I'd go with that. I think I'd go with Luka.
That is as much as I have.
I don't know where Jalen now goes in the conversation, but
yeah, as much as I have qualms about Luka and the defense, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to argue with anybody saying he's a top five player.
Like, don't look now, but the Lakers are pretty ridiculous. Like, they
got a little Thunder syndrome.
Elaborate. Go ahead. A book handed Oklahoma City. I think Book handed Oklahoma City their fifth loss in 11 games last night. Mm. I think they're 6-5 over the last 11.
Well, I don't get everything right, as you can see on the whiteboard. But I said, hey, man, they ain't played nobody yet. And they played them boys. And I don't think they're going to lose all these games against the good teams. Well, I do think they're.
Apparently, they're never going to beat San Antonio.
Well, we had a conversation about that last week.
That is on the board.
So that was the one that caught my attention. Was the Thunder cannot beat the Spurs in a series.
They didn't know.
It was a breaking case of emergency if they want to do it.
Yeah, then we had a whole discussion about let's bring D'Lo in it. I mean, hey, they probably don't feel this way right now. They wouldn't do this right now.
Uh-huh.
No, the way to offset that is you might have to go get Giannis.
Chet, pick yourself up. You can't keep getting bullied like this.
Yeah, that's my boy Chet too, man. But it's just it's so weak in the knees.
We were just kind of talking. You want to wait till the offseason to find out whether he's going to keep getting bullied or do you just make that move now? We said wait till the offseason.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't think they do it right now.
But why? Why wait? Like, is it the idea of, no, guys, we got this. We could do this.
So I guess the...
They play San Antonio, by the way, in like a week.
They play two more times before the trade deadline.
And the losses keep getting worse.
Well, you might have to sit Chet when you play San Antonio, because Wimby hates that dude.
Well, that's the thing.
So whatever it is, you might just have to sit Chet in those games.
Wimby, what do you think of Chet Holmgren? Oh, I don't concern myself with the Alex Carusos of the world. Ask me about SGA.
Oh, my gosh.
He is nothing to me.
No, man.
What did that man do to him?
I don't think Chet knows. He makes a point, too.
Like, no, Chet stinks. Don't ask me about Chet. Ask me about SGA. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about a guy named Chet.
And Chet is asking the same question. What'd I do to this guy? Why does he feel this way?
He hates him.
He really does.
But to your point, to the question, I don't – the two different answers. Like, I don't think they will.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't rule it out, though. Like, today, mm-hmm. making that move. You've got all the assets you need. Man, throw something at Milwaukee they can't say no to. And you can do that and not give up any of the core three guys.
I think there's a lot of offers Oklahoma City could throw at Milwaukee that Milwaukee can't responsibly say no to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you do it at the risk of it being for a year? What is it? I guess it's 1 year. I'm sorry. Do you do it for the risk of two championships? This championship and next year?
I'll answer that when we come back.
All right, it's Dilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Okay, one quick question. One, okay. And it's just quick.
No, we said we'll get back to the show.
No, I was going to take the whole segment. Yeah,
it might.
Go ahead.
It won't. But we haven't been together in 2 weeks, and this happens every time. Was Chris Brown the entertainer of the year in 2025?
I think so.
Like, I know I saw the GNX tour last year. The GNX tour was spectacular. It was the best show I've ever seen. Mm. And maybe it's because I didn't go to the Breezy Bowl. Man. But the reviews on that show, like, we're like talking, like Complex said he did 3-something hours. That's not the Bryson Tiller part. That's not, not like Chris Brown did 3-something hours. And if you've ever seen Breezy perform, he's spectacular. Mm-hmm. Like I saw him for the first time, at least this era of Chris Brown, at the Golden One Center. I was like, I missed the last one. I'm not missing this one.
Yeah.
And that show was incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't know. GNX was spectacular. I don't know that anything was bigger than that Breezy Bowl.
That Breezy Bowl was insane.
Which I did not expect when he announced it. I was like, it's cool. Like, I don't think he's going to. It's not going to do what these other shows are doing.
This dude was. And they love Chris Brown. The second those tickets went on sale, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, was filled to the brim. He's just an all timer though. Like he's one of the greats ever, as far as performance, the catalog, everything.
He's really interesting in the sense that, they have repeatedly, and maybe rightfully so, attempted to cancel Chris Brown. And, man, it has failed in spectacular fashion time and time again. And now, granted, Breezy has had moments where he's been a jackass in his life. Mm-hmm. But from a pure entertainer standpoint, like, people do not care. They turn out to see that man.
It's the women who say, nope.
Which is crazy, given the crimes he's been accused of.
Nope, you can have somebody else. You can't have Breezy.
Crazy. I was thinking about that while we were away. I was like, well, the only person I can ask that question to is KC. So
yeah, I'm mad I missed the Breezy Bowl, too.
Yeah, every time.
It really feels like
that was a bad, bad L.
I thought about this, because I've seen Chris Brown 3 times now, maybe twice, I don't know. But I was like, he's one of those ones. If he's on tour, like I gotta go see him. It's like Jay-Z for me. Like I see Jay-Z like 3 times.
Yeah.
All right, Jay's on tour. I'm gonna go see him. I wish Jeezy would go back on tour. The amount of people that I got so mad. The amount of people on my Instagram timeline who kept posting videos from that damn Vegas residency.
Mm.
I almost threw my phone like Ari Gold.
Mm.
I said, this is just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
This is not fair. I was angry.
Say it in your voice. So we can move on.
Boy, what did I say?
It's not fair. It's not fair.
The T.O.
The T.O.
Fire.
That's it.
Right, fire. That's it. Damn.
So no sign of Keegan Murray at practice today. Sorry.
I had to pay off the tees.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. What was the tees?
I believe it was, not sure, but I believe it was the Thunder making
the
move.
Oh, the Thunder. Yeah, yeah, the Thunder, Giannis making the move now.
And I think they can afford, you ask, can they afford to do it?
No. I asked, do you do it with perhaps an understanding from Giannis that maybe you have a shot this year and you have a shot next year and then he's going to go do what he wants?
And I say yes, because you still have the core there.
I think so too. Like you're at three titles at that
point.
What is the
trade then for Giannis?
Well, you've got to make the money work, and if you did it this year, Isaiah has to be involved because you have to make the money work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not moving Chet?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I'm not moving Chet.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I'm pairing him up.
I'm sitting him every San Antonio game, but I'm not moving him.
I'm pairing him up with Giannis. I'm going to give, who's it, Topic? The guy that's supposed to be a top five type pick. I'm giving them
Clippers pick. Again, you make the money work, but then you just work the picks from there.
Yeah.
The tricky part is matching the money, and then you just make the picks work.
Yeah.
From there.
I'm giving them the pick. And they can make the money work with Isaiah and Dort.
Yeah, there you go.
You can make the money work that way and then just give them every prospect and pick that you want to over the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you do all that and Giannis leaves in 2 years. And like you said, you might have three titles. Yeah. And you still got SGA, J-Dub, and Chet. And
if the Bucks bugged you for Chet, would you give them up? Because Isaiah, Dort, and picks, like, that's great, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe you could get a cat in the offseason or something.
I wouldn't.
If I did, I wouldn't trade the Clippers pick.
Mm.
Like, you can have one or the other, but you can't have both.
Right. I wouldn't trade Chet because now that changes to the trajectory of, like, what your team is. Because I'm trying to prepare for if Giannis doesn't stay.
Mm-hmm.
So now if we get Giannis, you might have your three chips. I'm not sneezing at that. But now,
but you might have two.
You might have two.
You might have one.
Might have none.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
With the go against the
Spurs, you have the one. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. If Giannis isn't staying long term, like not signing a deal, then I'm not moving Chet. But if he is, then I think about it.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into the Kings, got to pay off this old tease. I said the funniest team in the NBA.
Yeah.
Is by far the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
They're hilarious. First of all, you've got comedian MVP, comedic value MVP of the league. It's Thanasis.
Oh, Thanasis. For sure.
Because the game was, it was a blowout for some of the game. I just got fixated watching Thanasis on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he was yelling at the video guys to review something. Adamantly, like, no, look, review that, no, reveal that. And they're sitting there like, and as he found him, look, no. And then he sits down and he leans back and looks at the camera. He's like, look, oh man, all right. Another time, Kyle Kuzma went to check himself into the game, and I don't know what happened, but Doc was like, no, you're not going in right now. And then Kyle just went back to went back to the bench, kind of chuckling a little bit, like, oh man, I guess it wasn't my time. Taurean Prince was sitting like in the fourth row for whatever reason.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then
Thanasis had to sit in the front, so someone had to.
No, that's the other thing. Thanasis had had heating pads on his legs.
Was Golden One Center cold last night? For what?
Thanasis put the heating pads on his leg. There was one timeout where Giannis didn't get into the huddle. He was sitting on the bench, staring directly across the court.
Okay.
And everybody huddled up. They broke. They're like, Bucks on three. One, two, three, Bucks.
Just sitting there with Linnea, like, what's he doing? Like, what?
That's exactly.
I guess that's the other bench, but still.
That's exactly what was going on. He was just chilling. Nobody came. Even Thanasis was in the huddle. No, they're hilarious. I had such.
You ain't even mentioned the funniest moment.
Well, that was.
The funniest moment we all saw was when was Ryan Rollins thought he was going to get himself a couple of points with 40 seconds left. Russell Westbrook said, hell no. Fouled the hell out of him.
He had a black eye.
And then lectured him for the next 42 game seconds, but probably 2.5 real-life minutes because Ryan Rollins had to shoot the free throws. Zach LaVine had to get to 20 points, so he drove to the basket, got fouled, went to the free throw line. Russell Westbrook cussing at – or I'm sorry, he's not – he's having a conversation with the entire Milwaukee Bucks bench all while telling Ryan Rollins – don't do that when he's going for a late garbage bucket. And it's like, it's funny because this is what you, this is what people scream for. Let them feel you. Like, oh, yeah, you ain't going to make us look stupid.
Yes.
Russ saw Ryan Rollins go up and said, hell no.
Get him, Russ.
And fouled the hell out of him and then proceeded to lecture his ass for the next 2 minutes.
Get him, Russ.
Russell Westbrook. Is the highlight of this Sacramento Kings basketball
he's,
season.
He's wild man Mark Merrill out here. That's a wild boy right there.
Oh, so great.
Oh, real quick, because I want to talk about the Kings. The other thing, they had a Stockton Kings game, I think, on Saturday at Golden 1 Center.
Okay.
For whatever reason, Giannis was at the game.
Okay.
Giannis was at the Stockton Kings game at Golden 1 Center. The mascot for the Stockton Kings got up on the scores table and was like hyping people up during the game. And he was like, yeah, maybe they won the game. I don't know what happened. But Giannis gets one of those foam basketballs and throws it at the mascot's face. So he throws it at the mascot's face. So they have a flashback segment during a timeout last night in the Kings game. And they show what happened or whatever. And the mascot, you know, they do a mascot thing. He's got tape on his head or something.
That's great.
And then they're, like, coming out of the huddle, and Giannis is on the court, and he's talking to the ref, and they put Giannis on the screen, and everybody boos. They're like, boo, Giannis. Like, they hadn't booed him all. This is, like, third quarter. Mm-hmm. They hadn't booed him all game. But that happened, and they're like, boo. And Giannis is talking to the ref or whatever, and the boos just kind of keep coming. And then he kind of catches wind and, like, looks up to the scores table and was like, wait, what? Why? What? Why are you booing me? Why? Like, what the hell is going on? So then he gets pissed off. I don't know if you caught it. Like, in the third quarter, he got mad, got some and-ones. He was like, boo!
Oh, yeah,
boo!
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
That was because of that.
Oh, that's great.
He got pissed off.
I was like, what did he do that for? Because he did. He hit the and-one. And it was a great, great work by the director because the camera caught him. He's going, boo!
Giannis had no clue why they were booing him.
What?
It got pissed off. Nah, the Bucks are hella funny.
That's amazing.
The Bucks are hilarious.
That's
Don't
amazing.
Don't break them up. I'm with the organization. Keep them all there.
No.
Giannis, Thanasis, Doc.
Keep Doc. Them Doc. Darvin Ham?
Darvin Ham.
I was trying Darvin to, like, Ham. I was fumbling through my phone. I was fumbling because I was like, I'm gonna get this screenshot of Darvin Ham and text it to a particular group chat that we're in.
Look, I just didn't get around to it.
I was like, my phone. I'm trying to grab my phone. I was like, they're keeping Darvin Ham on the screen for too long. Let me get this and send it to the Jason Jones group text. Didn't get it in time.
Darvin Ham had both his sons coaching yesterday. That was pretty cool.
Darvin Ham had both his sons
coaching.
Yeah,
they were coaching on the Bucks coaching staff. I mean, what are we? 40 games in, I guess this was the first time it ever, I don't know, because they took a picture and it was like going around the basketball Twitter world, like Darvin Ham coaching with his sons. I was like, this is an opening night. Like, did they just get here? But yeah, Darvin Ham coaching with both his sons last night.
Good for him. All of these are better stories than what the Kings have to offer us. Keegan Murray is the latest Sacramento King to be injured. He has an ankle injury. Who knows? At the rate the Kings are going, they might just cut Keegan Murray's ankle off. Like, Domantas Sabonis apparently has the worst knee injury known to mankind. There was the big Jokic scare of the 2025. Jokic will be back playing professional basketball before Domantas Sabonis is.
Yeah.
Keon Ellis, he spoke today. We should probably pull that audio up. He hurt his thumb last night. He left the game, didn't come back. Keon was at practice today, though. And again, as I mentioned, he spoke to the media. We'll pull that up here at some point. But Keegan took a – like, I thought he hurt his knee, but I guess it was a real nasty ankle roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't return. So now you've got this thing where, all right, I guess Keegan Murray's back out. Zach LaVine's 1 week absence actually turned into a 2 week absence as he came back. That was his first game played last night. He started the game off the bench, wound up playing 35 minutes, and then chased points at the end of the game. And all while the Kings lose their fifth game in a row for the third time this year. Three different losing streaks of at least five games. And there's like 40-something games left.
Jeez. Goodness gracious.
It is such a chore to watch. The fact that we actually had to watch this while that football game was being played is infuriating. We have, there was a good ending with the Lakers and somebody last night. It was like
Lakers and Grizz?
The Lakers and Grizzlies, yeah. Thank you. Sit around, watch Kings basketball. Watch this nice little run that they went on to cut the lead from 26-3, knowing they're going to lose this game by 20. Damn. I'm sorry, I was wrong. I think they lost by 17. As a matter of fact, while this show has been off the air, they have lost games by 24, 41, 14, 27, and 17.
What was the 41-point game again?
That was the Clippers.
Oh,
that was the fire. Night.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
That was Tuesday night. We were flying back.
Yeah.
And that was a late, I think that was an 8 o'clock start. So we land, and I turn the phone on, and I use that the Apple Sports app. It's not good for much, but it keeps the score for whatever your favorite teams are. For me, it's the Kings, 49. It keeps it on the screen. Mm-hmm. So the phone turns on. And I think it was like 70-something to 33, something like that. And I was like, well, that's wrong. Like, obviously, it's updating. Like, it's not – that's a glitch, whatever. So I open the – I'm opening the phone up. Like, okay, bars are back. We're landed. Click on the thing, and it's like, oh, no, they're getting their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Again, because I knew they had gotten their ass kicked the night before, or maybe it wasn't the night before. It was definitely the game before against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's the game. That's the game I didn't finish. I ain't gonna lie to you because I didn't watch that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.